We are up to Simin Kuf Tzadik Hei in the halachas of Zimun. Shtei chaburis she'ochlos bebayis echad. Two chaburis that are eating in one house, o b'shnei batim, or even in two houses. In one house, but at different and opposite ends, or in two houses. In miktsoson roim elu es elu mitzdarfas lezimun. If some of each chabura can see the other, the two chaburis are mitzdarf and can bench together. V'imlav ein mitzdarfas, and if not, then they cannot be mitzdarf. So the first halacha is that you need miktsoson roim ze ezeh. V'im yesh shamish echad l'shteyem hu mitzarfan. The halacha is that a shamish will be mitzar of them, meaning even though the shamish isn't eating, but they share the same shamish, he is mitzar of the two chaburis, even though they can't see each other at all. Ukagon says the machaber that there's a condition, shenichnesu mitchila al das letzar of yachad, that their intent was to bench to eat in a way that they're going to be mitzar of to benching together. There's a daya that a Rishus HaRabim is mafsik under all circumstances. The halacha of Rishus HaRabim here is defined by the Taz as even some kind of small path that is not 16 amas wide for Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos, but a public path is mafsik, and even a shamish isn't going to help. And even seeing each other is not going to help. Now, the halacha, first of all, is these two chaburis don't have to bench together. Each one has three. There's no reason why they can't each make their own zimun. It's only that they are allowed to. Now, the halacha is that we saw here that you have to have das to be mitzdarif. This is talking about two chaburis. How about, and two chaburis in two houses, how about two chaburis within one house? Do they also have to have kavanah menas litztarif if each one has kedei zimun? So there are some who hold that they don't need kavanah to be mitztarif, that it's only halacha in two batim. Now the Bir Halacha goes into a totally different subject. Here we're talking about two chaburis, each had a chi of zimun, and the question is, could they be mitztarif together? How about creating a chi of zimun? What happens if I have two people in one house and another person in another house, and one of them can see the other one? Is that enough to be mitzarif them? The Rajbish Shita is that if they had das to be mitzarif, even though they're not sitting together, if some of them can see the others, you'll have a tziruf from one house to another. The Bir Halacha brings the Rashbash, who is cholik, and the Gra Paskins like him. So the maskana of the Mishnah Brura is that with regard to making a zimun, this would not work. This would only work to combine two groups in order to allow them to do zimun together. But to create a chi of zimun in the first place, the halacha would be that they mamish have to be together, and it's not enough that they can see each other from different rooms. Sif Beis. Ochlu miktsosam bebayis u miktsosam chutz labayis. Some ate in the house and some ate outside. Im ha-mavarach yoshev al miftan habayis u mitzarfam. If the mavarach is sitting just at the doorpost, the halacha is, since he can see both of them, he is mitzarif them. Now this is a case of one person that is being mitzarif two chaburis that cannot see each other. He's in the middle. That only works if he is the mezamen, if he is the mevorach. In fact, the Mishnah Brura says that the same would apply if you have two groups in two different houses, that one person that can see both will be able to be mitzar of both of them. Siv Gimel, kol heichesh mitzarfo shtei chaburis, tzorech sheyishmu shteim divrei ha-mevorach birkas zimun. In the place where they're mitzarif, they have to be able to hear the mevarach, the birkas zimun, bebir clearly. Says the Ramah, Hagov, v'shar birkas amoz nivarach alecha liatzmo. But benching, each one can bench on his own. Avlim yirtzu shamezam en yotzi kulam tzrichim shishmu kol birkas amoz in the below zeh lo yotzu klav. If all they want is zimun, as long as they hear the zimun. Whereas if they want to be yotzu benching, they have to hear the benching. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that we will later find the Machlokas, the Machaber, and the Ramah, how far Zimun goes. So he says that according to the Mechaber, it's just the Zimun itself, and the Ramah holds the entire first bracha is considered part of Zimun. Says the Mishnah Brura, the nafkamina here would be that if they couldn't hear the first bracha clearly, then the halacha would be that they're not Yotze Zimun either, and they should separate and not form a group together. Not only that, but l'chatchilo, they should only bench together if they can really hear the entire benching from the mezame. B'dieved, the halacha is that even if you didn't hear anything, you just heard everybody else answering Yishem Hashem Avarach, and then Baruch Shachal Mishalo, you're allowed to answer Baruch Shachal Mishalo together with them.